In today's solo episode, I'm going to answer a question on anti-racism or allyship from our Inclusion First community. Now, these episodes are really made to get you the information that you need so that you can go and make greater change in the world. These are real questions from real people. And my goal here is to break down the question, give some answers and some insights that you can hopefully put to use as you are out there navigating your life, navigating opportunities for anti-racism, for allyship, and to really bring more inclusion into the spaces that you exist in. So here we go. Okay, we've got another really great community question. So here it is. I'm reading fantasy books with elves, white, tall, fair-skinned, and orcs, muscular, short, and dark. Is this an expression of racism? Is it a symptom of an arbitrary value scale of being good looking like this or bad looking like that? I just realized how ingrained this is, how far reaching and subtle. And I would say, so we have this idea of like good and evil, like light and dark, and always the heroes look, but in the majority of this idea of stories with a hero's journey, the hero tends to look a certain way, which is why we so celebrate when we get a story like, like Black Panther, or a story where there's a female heroine, or where the hero looks different than the fair, tall, muscular, cis, white man, right? And so, honestly, I would say that, the idea that elves, there were no brown elves. Like, why is that? Why were all the elves only white? Why can't there be dark-skinned elves that are not on the side of evil? And then orcs being this like very like primal, very stupid, very dark. Yeah, that's absolutely like symbolism of like racism that is being used to just reinforce all of the talk tracks that aren't even talk tracks anymore because they are so subtle and built into just like the way that the world is. The standards of beauty, right? So beautiful is this, and then ugly is this other thing. And it's just constant reinforcement. I mean, there's just so many examples. This is going to be a super short one because yes. And I totally challenge everyone to like look around at the stories that you're watching and see the representation of what is good and what is bad. Who is the heroine and the hero? What do they look like? What do they represent? And who are the people who are the evil villains who are doing wrong in the world? And like, just even keep a tally for a week. If you watch TV, keep a tally for a week of how often brown people show up in the evil villain or the up to no good archetype in the story, and the fair white person ends up in the hero savior of the story. It's often, especially when you look at like sci-fi, when you look at superheroes and all of that stuff, but even in others, in dramas, in comedies, there's all of these, what are they called? My friend Bernie would say tropes, right? These tropes, these archetypes of characters. And there's definitely colorism, ageism, like sexism, racism that exists in all of these tropes that we're constantly consuming as we consume different kinds of media and entertainment. And so how do we change that? How do we fix that? How do we get the movie executives and people that fund these films and all of the forms of our entertainment to actually think about inclusion and diversity? And then how do we like go outside of our comfort zone and start consuming different kinds of content? Because we're like, hey, something feels off about this story. That's not believable. I mean, people lost their shit when a brown person was going to be the Little Mermaid. It's literally a mermaid. Like, it's a fictitious thing. Why can't she be brown? Like, really? So we have these ideas and these ideals of like what a hero looks like and what a hero doesn't look like. And so how do we even start to challenge that inside of ourselves? Because again, I talk a lot about how we have these racist ideals and beliefs that are often invisible to us. This is an incredible example of that. This question. Yeah. Elves were like, oh yeah, that seems right. That's definitely an elf. Oh, look at those orcs. They're terrible. Meanwhile, we're digesting colorism and representations of racism that are coming in these subtle and hidden ways. And that is basically the world that we are swimming in at this time. So yeah, I guess that's a question for myself. Like, I don't know what the answer is, but how do we start to, as consumers, demand different, diverse, equitable, inclusive representation in the entertainment that we're consuming, instead of kind of blindly consuming these beliefs and ideals we don't even realize are tainting our beliefs of what good and bad look like, what sketchy and a hero looks like? Because there is a hero inside of all of us that has nothing to do with our race, with our skin tone or color or sex or anything like that. And so how do we actually start to challenge that outside in the world and start getting different kinds of entertainment that more accurately reflect the beauty that exists out there in the world? Thank you for listening to the Inclusion First podcast. We are always collecting and answering your most important questions on anti-racism. So if there's something on your mind, head on over to theinclusionfirstproject.org and click on Ask a Question. We would love to get your like, your share, your follow, and especially your review wherever you find us. Thank you again so much for listening, and we will talk to you next time.